Nolte, poll claims voters want proportional representation in U.S. House. By John Nolte on August 10, 2026. When Democrats lose elections, their first thought is to destroy the Constitution and our current system of government. Their second thought is to import tens of millions of third-world Democrats, but that's for another story. Pack the Supreme Court, abolish the U.S. Senate, and now get something called proportional representation. A new poll, commissioned by supporters of election reforms and shared with NPR, shows there is significant support for upending winner-take-all U.S. House elections and single-member congressional districts, reports the far-left NPR approvingly. What people supposedly want instead is proportional representation, which is a system that elects multiple representatives in a single district in rough proportion to a party's vote share. According to the poll conducted by the advocacy group Fix Our House and liberal think tank New America, half of 1,000 respondents said they support proportional representation, with nearly a quarter opposed, adds the report. A third of those who participated said they were not sure whether they supported it or not. Not for a second do I believe this, and do you want to know why? Because no one knows what the hell this even means. A system that elects multiple representatives in a single district in rough proportion to a party's vote share. Someone explain to me what that mess even means. How do you send multiple representatives in a single district in rough proportion to a party's vote share to Washington? That's pure gibberish. How can you have multiple representatives represent a single district based on the proportion of a party's vote share? Let's think this through. What if the outcome looks like this? Republican Party, 38%. Democrat Party, 31%. Deport all liberal white women to Iran Party, DALWI, 11%. Green Party, 9%. DSA Party, 7%. Free All the Animals Party, FALP, 3%. Kill All the Billionaires, and Elon Musk Party, KAB, 1%. If you go proportional representation, people will launch all kinds of political parties. So how do you deliver multiple representatives in a single district in rough proportion to a party's vote share in a district that looks like that? Who do you send to the United States House of Representatives from that single district? Do you send 4 Republicans, 3 Democrats, 1 DALWI, 1 Green, 1 DSA, 1 FALP, and 1 COB? Suddenly you have 435 House districts represented by 9 people? So you have 4,000 U.S. congressmen? Sore losers can get pretty desperate and stupid. Yes, I realize there are other ways to do proportional representation, that other countries utilize this system, such as treating the whole of the United States like one giant district, but that's not what NPR is pushing. Besides, turning the United States into one district removes what makes our Constitution so special, which is the idea that everyone gets a say. Every state and locality gets federal representation. But, of course, that's what the leftists at NPR want to eliminate. And they know that once you flood the country with tens of millions of illegals and let them vote, Democrats can't lose.